that overshadowing power is salvation. And in the bringing Jesus to light in the world, Mary is to be under the same redeeming protection. I think that all Jewish and Christian believers have a sense of the great deed of our life, that there will be a moment when we take a decision which will commit us to God and which will establish us in relationship to Him. Whether you call it the great option of our life, or it might be the deed of becoming married, it might be our committing ourselves to something which costs us our life. There are so many different ways of coming to this moment. And for all of us, there is a sense that we might aspire to this moment, and it might happen almost without our realizing it. It may happen from a combination of different things, a set of feelings that come to us one day, aligned with something we hear in the Word of God, some realization which comes to us of the great truth to which we must belong. And somehow we manage, all of us, to struggle to lay down our life. And that is the yeast of salvation working through us. And this deed may even be unrecognized to us. It may be something which we have done almost by accident, but which is lived out and given to and sustained. Whatever it is, it will always exist amid a welter of other deeds which are partial at best in their belonging to God, and which sometimes are downright deeds of darkness, things which show no sign of being redeemed actions. For Mary, says our church, Mary, this regrettable and sad reality was prevented by God. When you're talking to children about God, they often say, "Can God commit sins?" As if it was a sort of sad restriction on his activity that he is not able to do this. And with Mary too, some people have written learned tomes saying, "Well, if she wasn't able to sin, she wasn't a real human being." A human being, at his or her highest and best, does not sin. And in that sense, Mary is kept from the poisonous sin. And that means that for us, the one who received the word and brought him to light in the world is the model of all discipleship, all readiness for the incarnation. Hail Mary,
full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
This is how Jesus Christ came to be born.